You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 11th of Shawwal, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 10th of April, 2025. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib Hafidhullah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before you go any further, let me describe to you where I am. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe.
December
20th, peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Namyeen, the north coast of Durban, Natal, and mashallah in Muslanga, and the wonderful, beautiful day, blue sky, blue ocean, and two Indians here by the Indian Ocean, and I'm taking just be 2 meters away from the water, and you know, it's such a wonderful spectacle compared to yesterday's day at the airport. So much noise and all that. Day is still tranquil, spiritual, and very, very peaceful. So I'm feeling much, much better with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace and benevolence. So I say, let me just describe the scene to you all. MashaAllah, when you just look after Fajr, I was looking at the ocean, and then I was speaking to the ocean, that how many people's secrets you know, O ocean? So many people drowned, so many ships sank, so many treasures went down. So who knows what things that ocean has, you know? But all this is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then I saw one boat. They came to the bring it there with the wind, and then they dropped it, and then they went inside. Then you see how it glides through the waves and so forth. Alam tara anna al-fulka tajri fil bahr bi ni'mati Allah li yuriyakum min ayati. O human being, don't you see how the boats and the ships, they glide and they move through the waves and everywhere? Otherwise, if you apply the laws of logic, you take a 1 rand coin, 2 rand coin, 5 rand coin and throw it, you'll go down. So heavy passenger liners, cargo liners, and millions of weight, tons and tons and tons. And now they're going from one city to another, one country to another, one continent to another. So who is keeping it afloat? لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِ. Allah Jalla Wala is showing you His signs. But who will accept the signs of Almighty Allah? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Only those people will accept it who will suffer. صَبَّار. صَبَّار عَلَى الطَّاعَاتِ. Here one helicopter going above my head. So, mashallah, must be going, taking the tourists, you know. They take you for a spin, 20 minutes, 50 minutes, and so forth. So, sabbar in shakur. So, sabbar ala ta'at, day and night, all seasons. Not only Ramadan, continue with the good deeds. Sabbar anil ma'asiyah, all times, all places, stay away from vices and sins. Sabbar ala musiba, where calamity comes, then we should not complain to people, this one, that one, that one. If we have to complain, complain to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Like Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, how many years passed, he never saw handsome Yusuf, his beloved son Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Then he complained, became blind. Innama ashku batti wa huzni ilallah. I complain exclusively to about my grief and sadness only to Allah. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. So my grief and sadness to Allah, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know Allah will definitely help me. And then in the end, at the ending, everything worked out for him. So then Allah called it Sabrun Jameel. Inna fi dhalika al-ayatin li kulli sabbarin shakur. Shakir, to be grateful. Shakur, to be very, very grateful. That all times, all places, that we say that now we must thank Almighty Allah for His ever-recurring bounties, favors. Not only big, big bounties, but we think is small also. For that also we must thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Then Allah just put another verse in my mind now. I'm looking at the white stood foam on the water. Quran says, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. When you look at the ocean, you will find the foam and the bubbles there on top. It's not always people on top, they are good. Trump is on top, but they are bigger harami. Netanyahu is on top, but they are bigger harami. So they are the bubbles, they are the foam, they represent the symbol of evilism, of evil, of everything, vices and evil. And the water beneath the bubble, وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So the water that is pure, that will become an asset to humanity. Trump will freak and die this year, next year, 5 years time, whatever. He's already 79 years old, so how long is he to live? And he, Netanyahu, who is well in his 70s, he will freak like a dog, inshallah. So you must remember that. 5, 10, 20 years, who will remember them? If people remember them, they only remember them for the evil, murder, and all the things they did, and rape, and what have you. So all this, how many women they step with, and all this kind of thing in the case of Trump. So, but the people of virtue, Allah makes it such, their name shines and glitters. Till today, we think Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, the great Sahaba, male, female, all of them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's why Allah said, chapter 108, Surah Kawthar, verse number 3, Inna shani'aka wal abtar. Verily, they saying, you will be abtar, that nobody will know you, the one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will crush them, Allah will decimate them, they'll become abtar, nobody will know about them. Who takes Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and their names today? Hardly you find anybody take their names. So these are lessons of the ocean. Indian people by the Indian Ocean, you see. A wonderful lesson to learn, inshallah. Jee, Mona Zahid, let's get fired up, Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our topic today is on Masjid Khalilur Rahman. Mufti Sahib, give us the virtues of Masjid Khalilur Rahman and please kindly tell our listeners where is it exactly in Palestine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, I told you on several occasions that I've been to Palestine 5 times. So the first time was 1989. That was after Hajj that we went. MashaAllah, it was historic, the journey in this century. I had one Jummah in Medina, one Jummah in Cairo. No, let's start there. One Jummah first in Medina, then one Jummah in Makkah, and one Jummah in Mina. And then we had a Jummah day in Cairo, and that was Masjid Hussein, you know. And this Dr. Naina, who's very famous, now that time he wasn't so famous. So he was reading. So because they read on top, where the Muazzin renders the azan, so you can't see him. So I'm asking the guy, Ain al-Mukri, Ain al-Qari? They focus on asking, above your head. I say, oh, let me look. So then I saw, I said, oh, okay, he's there. So it was at 89 there, so when we heard him read. And then we had Jummah in Masjid al-Aqsa. So it's a historic club there. So this is the first time we went. Obviously, was it at Aqsa, was it at Masjid Khalilur Rahman? So that was the first time. I knew nothing. They just went, you understand, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Then the second time I went was 92, you know. So mashallah, at least that the ulama, the selected ulama, and about 15, 16 of us, from Palestine, they invited ulama from South Africa. But Allah's help, Allah's wazal, Allah's grace. So, my name came out, and that was the year Maulana Mumtaz ul-Haq, he's marhum now, so he passed away, he just left Darul Uloom, you know. So then I went for Hajj in 92 with Allah Zahab, and he was there at Darul Uloom, and I came back, they say he's gone, he went to Rustenburg. So I said, what happened? Tell you today, I don't understand, something about text, and I don't know what and what. Anyway, cut that story shorter, he passed away, Allah gave Jannat al-Firdaus. Then his name came out, and my name, and other ulama. So mashallah, we used to share the room everywhere. And he was the leader. Our leader, why? He was the most fluent in Arabic and master in Arabic, you know. So mashallah, Mumtaz was excellent in Arabic. He loved Lugha, you know. He and Muhammad Surah, Allah Ta'ala gave Mawlana also complete shifa. He's in very, very, like, not good condition, you know, that Allah Ta'ala make easy for him. Allahu man kanat al-hayatu khayran lahu fa'ahyihi, wa in kanat al-wafatu khayran lahu fatawaffahu. So that was 92. That time I didn't go with my wife. It was just men, you know. So that was 92. And then again, 98. My mother passed away in 97. Then 98 we went also, you know. That was my wife. So mashallah, we went. And then 2000 we went. And then 2002. So 2002 is the last time because I passed in the haram. My wife, myself, and then from there we went to Jordan, Jeddah, and when we performed Umrah and so forth. So that is how I know the dates, you know, you must remember that. Then in 2013, when I visited Iran, then BRICS, you know BRICS of Flyway Travel, Abu Bakr is his name, Abu Bakr Ahmed, you know. So anyway, so he told me, say, yeah, Steven, get ready. I said, what's happening? He said, you have to take a group. I said, we are ever ready. Go take group to Aqsa, take group for Umrah, Muhajj, was we ready. I got ever ready battery. So we were 63, 65 people. Lo and behold, that trip when we entered, we came to know just a few days before that, that Obama, he's coming in from the other side. Now, you know, Israel, Hamas security, the haram is there. Now imagine the American president coming, and we non-entities coming from the other side. So I knew from day one that they wouldn't allow me. So I left my luggage, everything there. In Jordan, there was a Dr. Naeem Jina. He's in Nazareth. So mashallah, he, his wife, his children, they were all studying Arabic. You know, he closed his practice and everything for 1-2 years to go there and learn Arabic. There's something good he did, you know. So then I left. We were in communication just to ask me questions. So I left the luggage there and I took one bag in case they allow. So then they straight away they said, who's the leader? So I had to go. They took me straight in the room and they kept me there 5 hours, you know. But they're very civil in that sense, you know. They hate our guts, but with street poison, they'll ask you this question, this question, this question. They asked me nothing about the radio. They asked me, you went to Iran? I said, yes. They said, you went to Lebanon? I said, yes. You went to Iraq? I said, yes. You went to Pakistan? I said, yes. So every country they asked, I said, yes. They say, why you go to these countries? They said, these countries are like dangerous. You know? I said, no, me, I'm a scholar of history. I go study there and go see the country and so, and all these type of things. And all. Obviously, they knew, I understand where I went and all that. But they want, you see, how they question, you must know how the juttas operate. So is a lady, she said this one side opposite, the counter is there, and then you there and the security guy is there. He takes your phone, I didn't have a phone. He takes your watch or you got a phone, they take it, your pen, all that they put one side. And he stands there, you see, to see that you don't make any mischief with that. But I knew that there are guys behind that window who are telling her to ask me this question. They look at your facial expression, you know, and so forth and so, to see whether you are speaking the truth or speaking lies and so forth. So after about 1 hour, 45 minutes, then they ask me, you want water? So obviously we say yes. So they bring water. They say, Salah Jutla, since when you became so kind, you know, understand? You're the biggest harami and the scum on the earth, the swines and pigs are you, Quran says, chapter 5, verse number 60. So you must remember, so they take that water after with a glass and then they do a DNA testing on it, this, that. They get your whole history, geography, you know, Jutla. So Jutla, that's how they do it, you must remember. We simple, we don't understand these things, you understood? So So that's how they operate at this type of system. So then they stamp my passport and say, you get out from here, you're not allowed ever finish. You know, so the, when I went 2002 and this is 2013, 11 years had passed, you know. So anyway, we will go back, inshallah, inshallah, but we will go back Fatihin. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went 6 years after the migration, they didn't allow. 7 years they allow with conditions that you come only 3 days. And 8 years, Fatah took place, you see. So inshallah, we will go back. When is Fatah? When is the victory? Allah alone knows. Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb. So that was the introduction. Now, where is it? There's Hebron. So Hebron is the Jutland name. But we will use both names because people today are simple, they don't understand. So we call that Sati Khalilur Rahman. A Sati that was hustling, bustling, and you know, Muslims were there in their thousands and thousands. If you come to my house when I went to 89, so I made sure I want to support the Palestinians, you know. So I bought plates from there, which I still have at home. I bought a watch, you understand, which has Aqsa in the middle and so forth, which I still keep with so much sentimental value. And you know, they make it all with hand, you know, this palace. They're so talented, you know. But the Jutlas, that time already I could see that how they treat the Palestinians, you know. So that the water they were stealing. For example, the Jutlas are not even 1/8, maybe about 5%, 10%, less than 10%. And the Palestinians 90%. But the water goes 80-90% to the Jutlas. And 5-10%, 20% to the Palestinians. So that is what the Jutlas. In their DNA it's there. We must murder, we must kill. We must steal and rob these people. But that, always remember that. That is the meaning of غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. مغضوب عليهم, a nation upon whom Allah's wrath, Allah Ta'ala's curse, Allah Ta'ala's anger has descended. So they are mal'oon and they are maghdoob. They are mal'oon, they are deprived of the special mercy of Almighty Allah. And always Allah's wrath, Allah's anger is upon them. So they do all this. In front of you, they do it. Because they got the police, they got the army, they got whatever, they got America, so now. And now with Trump, they go full force, you see. So anyway, all these things go on. So 89, we read Salat there. 92, we read Salat there. So that is the time I got involved with what you say. I say, but this masjid, if you, I don't know if you have even been there, Mosai. If you look at it, it can't be built by human beings. Understand? Because if you look at the slab, if you look at the cement, if you go there to this Masjid Ibrahim Khalil, and if you look at the pyramids, they look very similar in some aspects. You know, it can't be ordinary human beings like me and you. We can't even pick up a millimeter bag and a sugar bag or one that I remember in our shop, you understand, there in the old place, before the apartheid kicked us out and they came and told us, hey, Kuli, Khanna di Kuli dog too. They chased us out from there and they told us we must go to the Indian township. But I remember very well that we used to pour the, put the sugar, put the matombo, put the flour, matombo is malt, and put all that, you see. And my father always said, put extra, never put less. So like that, you see. So that is Islam teaching. So everything was done manually, you know. And then we used to pick up the sugar, 20 kilos, that was pounds. So the 20 pounds or 30 pounds or whatever it is, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, all that. So that. So 50 pounds, you'll die even, it's 100 kilos plus minus, you know. So like that, you must remember that. So, now these, if you look at that slabs and that, they weigh tons. You need cranes and this stuff. So now, to solve this riddle, who could have built it? So when we go, you must remember the Quran Sharif, Surah Sabah, you know. Now you all, I hope you can find the verse properly there. Open the Quran there, the Quran is there in the cupboard. So open Surah Sabah, chapter 34. And that is Surah Sabah, chapter 34. And see verse 13. So, يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبًا. Suleiman, you also open and you Zaid also open. And see if you can find it. يعملون له ما يشاء من محاريب وتماثيل وجفان كالجواب وقدور غاسيات. Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Because when he built Masjid al-Aqsa, then he made a dua. And what dua he made? Chapter 38, Surah Sad, verse number 35. Rabbi Filli, wa hafasi atallah, forgive me. But Anbiya Ma'asum. So forgiveness out of humility. Forgiveness for mistakes, not for sin. They don't commit sins. And to teach their ummah, always ask Allah for forgiveness. وَهَبَلِي مُلْكَ اللَّهِ يَنْبَغِي لِيَحَدٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِي. Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant such a great kingdom to anybody after me. So Allah gave him control over the wind, over the birds, over the jinnat and all of them. Chapter 38, verse number 35. So have you got this Surah Sabah, chapter 34? And verse 13, so there Allah is speaking. Is the right verse? You got it there?
Chi. Chi.
You know where I'm reading?
Chi. It's correct, Mufsirab. Ya'maluna lahu ma
yasha. The reference is correct. Chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verse 13.
Chi. It's correct.
Right. So, ya'maluna lahu ma yasha'u bim mahariba. First thing Allah mentioned is maharib. Is that they built a mihrab. So when we build a masjid, last week my brother Ahmed Abdi, you know, Somaliland, he takes me all for the places also, and I don't know for my life. But this year, I went with Haji. So from there, from Wendy Hood, Haji Musa Qasim, and his wife, Auntie Zarina, you know. So Haji Musa told me, let's leave the woman here by the house, we go. After Chale. So I said, what Chale? He said, new masjid. But I know you should know about it more, right? You come from that area. So they went to Masjid Luqman, there in Marlboro. It is 2 months old or so. So then he took me there. Then Saturday, Zuhur we read there. And Asr we read in Makhlu. Let's see, there's another. Yesterday was all planes going here, all helicopters flying here, mashallah. So anyway, you must remember that we went to Makhlu. So first of my life, I ended up in all these areas. You know. Then we had to see Mohan and Nazin Sanjalvi and all that. To cut long story short, so when we build a masjid, in front we have that semicircle, the niche. So we call that mihrab. We're going to fight there. Who are we going to fight? So we fight the shaitan, we the Satan, Lucifer. We fight our nafs. The nafs say sleep. We say, no, I must go masjid. Shaitan say, don't go here. Go wrong place. We say, no, we're going to fight. Society, they invite us towards haram places. We're going to fight them. So that's why it's called mihrab. So maharib. So the jinnat, they built all this. That is what majority scholars say. Because for human beings, basically, unless it was built, you understand, by such superhuman beings who could carry that, or you make tawfiq tatbiq and say that, Nabi, you know, that was miracle of the Prophet at that time, that they had that power and all that to build. But if you take Qareen and Qiyas, if you look at analogy and logic and so forth, so and standing all the centuries and all that, so it's called, if you study, you know, English language, then this masjid, we call it Masjid Khalilur Rahman. But if you put Masjid Khalilur Rahman, you won't get so much facts then. You must put the Mosque of the Patriarchs, the mosque of the matriarchs, you see. So patriarchs, the great, great prophets and messengers. So they call them patriarchs. And their wives, matriarchs, you see. So I'll explain to you all that now. So that is what you will find fascinating there. So 88, the whole masjid belongs to us. 92, the whole masjid belongs to us. And when you enter there, you find something. And a masjid used to be packed, packed, packed. So when you enter there, you find that there's like a qabr form there. But that is just a nishani. Right down, there's a ghab. There's a big cave there. So it is the ground floor, and then from beneath there, you go down, 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 down the grave, the cave. But they don't allow us like that to go down there. Very few people, I think, ever allowed to go. So if you go right down, you understood, then there you will find Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried there. and his wife Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha next to him. Because his other wife, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha Hagar, she is buried there in Makkah. What we, the India Pak people, like we are represented, now we also like India Pak because we, our forefathers are from India. So we call it Hatim. You know the semicircle by the Kaaba. We call it Hatim. So you must remember, they call it Hijra Ismail. So you must remember that. They say Nabi Ismail is buried there. Hagar is buried there. Allah 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 A'lam. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah made one very powerful telling statement in his book Kitab al-Nubuwwah and all that. He said, see, this is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. We can't say 100% that this Nabi is buried here, this Nabi is buried here, this Nabi is buried here, except in the case of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we are discussing Masjid Khalilur Rahman. So I am telling you Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried there. Then behind him is Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried there. Then behind him is Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. So we will say that this is most probably 70, 80, 85%. But we can't say 99, 100%. Remember that is not 100%. We have to speak the truth and not go and give fairy tale information and corrupt the belief of people. So you must say, most probably, it is the graves. So remember, now today the governments, because they corrupted Muslim government, Arab government, you see one Nabi's grave is in three places. They're not promoting Islam. They're promoting siyaha. They're promoting tourism. So they'll tell you, come here, come here, come here. So now you will see that there's Americans, and Iranians, this week, Saturday, they're going to meet there in Oman. They will meet in Muscat. And from Muscat, if you go to Salalah, so beautiful country, very expensive. Maldives, very expensive. And this Oman, very expensive. So we went there with Allah's help and all. Now you go to Salalah, they'll tell you then Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam is buried. So I just knew it's a lie, but I said that let me go and just see them. Straight away I went, I told the people, this is kitbun, iftira'un, ikhtilafun, they all lies all this year. You know, you got nothing to do with this. They just cook it up. Why? Because they know the ummah, the jahil, ignorant, they'll just believe anything. So they promote it as siyaha, tourism. Nothing to do with Islam, you know. They just make people, oh, we went to the Ayyub alayhi salam grave, Job's grave we went to. Ayyub alayhi salam, Job, J-O-B, like that, you see. So that is what they do. I go to Jordan, there's full of graves. All half of it, all lies. You must remember that. This one grave is here, this one grave is here, this one grave is here. Half of it is lies but regarding prophets and messengers and so forth. So we must take cognizance of that. So now let's come back. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidah Sara radiallahu. Then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, and next to him is honorable spouse, Rebecca. So who's Rebecca? Rifqa. So you must know the biblical name and you must know the Islamic name. First, you must know the Islamic name. But our people are sometimes they don't know. So then, so Rebecca is Rifqa. So she is the wife of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. And then you must remember will be Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. So the graves are in a line, you see. And next to them, their honorable spouses. And who's the wife there? Leah. L-E-A-H. We don't say Leah. We say Leia. La, Ya, Ye, Ya, what a tashdeed, and Alif. So Leia. So Leia is the honorable wife of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. But you must remember that Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam has several wives also. So Leia will mean the one who turns towards righteous deeds and actions. Allah uses the word layya, but there it's used for the Jews. Layyam bi al-sinatihim. When a Jutla Harami speak, they won't speak straight. They speak with the fork tongue. They will tell you that they want peace. P-E-A-T-E. But the Haramis, the swines, that every day they will steal more and more pieces of land of the Palestinians. Gaza now 50% they controlling already. So they masters and crooks, you must remember, fraudsters, Therefore, we have no objection. And without our objection, we encourage the Muslims to say, who got Iman and the true gods, that one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Remember that. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So they all are legitimate targets, these guys in uniform and all these other haramis and so forth. So that is what we must realize there. So we got it now. So the six graves are like that. Sayyidina Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyida Sara. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam and then Sayyida, you must remember, Rifqa. So that is Rebecca. And then Sayyidina Nabi, that Yaqub alayhi salam and then Sayyida Layya. So that now if you go, you will see at the back, there's one grave there, but it's totally separate. So they'll tell you that that is Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's grave. Now Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's father is Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, that we all agree. But who's the mother? So the mother is Rahil, you understood? Rachel. R-A-C-H-E-L. So Rahil. Now these Jutlas, they want to take that grave over. It's in Nablus and so forth. They say this is our death and all that. This is a big problem now. They want to steal death and so forth. And so everything of Muslim they want to steal. So you must remember that. Therefore, we have to get rid of all of them. Oh, happy Lord, go back to Europe, you haramis. Germany did, our Nazis did for you, the whole approach to get back there. You got nothing to do with this. We showed you sympathy. We honored you, you squatters, you beggars, you invaders, you colonizers. So every title befits you. Sammin kalbak ya akulka. Palestinians gave out you as a small puppy. Then you became an Alsatian and a bulldog and you're eating them up now. You're haramis. So that's your nature. Therefore, more than 100 countries you were kicked out. And inshallah, you'll be kicked out from Palestine and occupied Palestine as well. Now, this is a very big academic discussion. Understood? That Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam became the ruler of Egypt. And we know that Anbiya alayhi salatu salam are buried in the place where they get power, they pass away. So that's for sure. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam didn't pass away in Palestine. So he passed away, you must remember, there in Egypt. So now how are you going to bring Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam from there to you? So there's a lot of objections. Some ulama make this ta'wil, and then the ocean is in between and all these type of things also. So anyway, so that is that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is buried there, it's Tila. Some ulama, they said so. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam buried there, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam buried there, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam buried there, it's Qala. It's like majority 90% scholars, they say, but we can't say 100%. But Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, there's a lot of big academic discussion and so forth. So that is the story thus far. Now we come to 1994, Saturday morning, Fajr time, 15th Ramadan, 21st February. Just Google it there and see. So, Suleiman, just do that. If I remember, it was, you must remember, so yeah, it's 100% right. 1994, 15th Ramadan, good 15th Ramadan, 16th Ramadan, but as it was 15th, it was Saturday morning. Date was 16th Ramadan. So anyway, the English Gregorian date, if I remember correctly, was 24th February 1994. So just check that up also. So we must give our listeners everything. You see this harami, pakka harami. If you get a chance, you know, put a bullet through him. Ben Gvir, he's the minister of police. He says you must just kill all the Palestinians. There's no such thing as innocent Palestinians. Just kill. It's a bulala. Just kill all of the harami. So he got to go to America now. Biden and them, they told him, you get out, we're not going to entertain you here. So now with Trump and them, he feels that you get some show. So today's news, I carried this one news item and said, when Ben Gvir, the harami, he goes to America, what will be the response of the American Jews regarding Ben Gvir? You've got the date, Gregorian calendar. So you haven't got the date.
Gee, it was 25th February 1994, also 15th of Ramadan.
1994.
Gee.
Yeah, so it's right to that date. So 21st February 1994 and 8 Saturday. How I remember, clearly, vividly, so Darul Uloom used to teach there when I was there. Now I'm not sure what they do in that. So we used to teach up past 7 to 1 o'clock, Monday to Thursday. And then Fridays, we teach 2 hours, 7.30 to 9.30, and then madrasa finish, because ulama have to go for lectures and this and that. And then Saturday, 7.30 to 11, 11.30. So I remember it was a Saturday, and my wife wanted something, you know. She told me, go buy this, buy this. So my habit from very, many, many years, you know, 40, 50 years, that whenever I jump in the car, so I must listen to the radio. So I just switch on the news, you know. I was coming back, actually, from game or whatever. I don't know where she sent me. I think it was game. It was 1 o'clock news I heard, and they said a massacre took place. There was a member in Hebron, and many people died and so forth, 29 people and so in Khalil al-Rahman. So I knew exactly where they are speaking about. If you go from Jerusalem to Khalil al-Rahman, it's half an hour, 45 minutes. But in Harami Jutlas, they put all the checkpoint, and nukta tu taftish. So they put all checkpoints, take you 2-3 hours also. You know how many checkpoints they got. So all this. And they said this massacre took place in the morning prayer, meaning Fajr time. Now Fajr time, Ramadan, masjid packed and so forth and so. And the perpetrator, whether they took his name or not that time, I'm not sure. But afterwards it was clear, it's Baruch Goldstein. Pakka Harami terrorist and all. Now this Baruch Goldstein and that Baruch. So this Baruch, there's the Baruch Goldstein and this Ben Gvir, they were best friends. If you go to Ben Gvir's house, so you will see a big portrait and a big photo, their picture of him. You must remember Baruch Goldstein. He said, this is my ideal guy. You must kill more and more Palestinians. And today he's minister of police and all. All bunch of haramis and murderers, you must remember that. So, if he comes to South Africa, all that, the Muslims will pay him a part also. He'll never come here because they know South Africa took them to the ICJ, you know. So anyway, so all this happened. So then I stopped my car. I was coming and then I just stopped my car. I parked the car and I ran to the masjid, the town masjid in Newcastle. So I remember the imam there was Maulana Iqbal Subrati. I interviewed him. So when he wanted the job. So I said, yeah, I'll give him the job. He's there. I think he's still in Canada. Sometimes he contacts me for questions and answers and all that. I'm not sure if he came back. So he was making imamah. So after he just finished salam, the whole time I jumped up and went in front. I said, brothers, I just heard now on the radio before salat that a massacre has taken place there in Masjid Khalil al-Rahman and so many people have passed away. Everybody should make special dua and cry to Allah Jalla Wala. This is what the Jutlas have done and so forth. Right inside the masjid, unprovoked, and while they were reading Fajr Salat and so forth. Now this is Judaism. Today is Judaism. Today is Zionism. Today is Haramis. You see that? Whoever the hell the Prime Minister was at that time, they're all the same, you must remember. That one is this, one is that. In essence, they're all the same. Whether it's Likud, whether it's Labour, whether it's one, this party, that party, all Haramis. So, then when the death toll started, start counting 29 people, 30 people were shaheed in the masjid, became shuhada in the masjid. The others succumbed to the injury, death toll plus minus approximately 70. The Muslims who were there, they got a hold of Baruch Goldstein, and they should have circumcised him, the harami. They killed him there inside. Alhamdulillah, dispatched him toward Jahannam straight. But the Israeli government is not like that. They're very proud what he did. So they put a big mazar, a big shrine, and a mausoleum for him. And we don't read Hebrew because we simple Simon people. I always tell the Palestinians, you guys must wake up also. See the Jutlas, they all learn Arabic. من تعلم لغة قوم فأمن من مكرهم. That when you learn the language of your enemy, then you become safe from their plotting and planning. See this Hura, this Afrikaner. They used to learn the African languages, Zulu, Sisutu, Shangaan, and all they used to learn. especially the intelligence and police and all that, so they could intercept the messengers. They will go to Robben Island and go learn all these things then. So our Muslims, you know, they'll sit there outside and play dice and all that, fools, you know, idiots. So it wasn't waste time like that. The Palestinians also need to wake up a little bit. So just waste time in all these kind of things there. So anyway, so I always tell them and have to go, you guys must learn Hebrew. So then they got hold of him and then they sent him to Jahannam, and the government and the, all the settler characters, they're very happy, and they put there a big shrine and they called him one of the greatest soldiers of Israel. The guy who murdered the Palestinians, cold-blooded, premeditated murder, you treat him as a martyr. It's like, you know, the guy, they put a bullet through his backside or whatever side, you understand? They're the guy. And the guy who shot him did a big favor. Me, I don't know who it is, but if I meet him one day, I'll shake his hand. Understand? If I come to know who it was, I'll say, but you're a master marksman. The guy was always looking for backstreet. So you put there, you understood, a bullet through his back also, you see. So you did a good job, you must remember that. That's all I want to tell him. So you see, straight to Jahannam. But you get some fools that will say he's a martyr. You say he's a martyr, you straight out to the fold of Islam. You're a murtad straight away. So anyway, so now this guy. Now what happened? This is 94. So Jutlas, when we went, 89, 92, the whole masjid is ours. No Jutla in all that. So then, after this incident, they start seeding more and more of our masjid, and they partition the whole thing there. Make 50-50%. Where the Anbiya are buried, their honorable spouses in the Muslim section, and the back is their section, you see. Now, slowly, slowly, they're inching forward, and now maybe it's 2/3 theirs and 1/3 ours. And at 1/3 also, if they tell you no, is no. Last week, the Sheikh Murtaz, one of the big imams or sheikhs there, they told him, you can't come for next 15 days. And to get inside now for Muslims is so much problem. So the people of Hebron, they like water, very little water comes to them. Checkpoint, checkpoint. So they harass them, intimidate them. Half of them, 3/4 of them have left. Then there's a road there. You see, Muslims, we fast asleep. There's a road there. It's called Tariqul Shuhada, the road of the martyrs. Foreigners, we can go there. Jutlas, haramis can go there. The shaitan, you see. But Palestinians cannot even walk there. It's mamnu for them. You're not allowed. But we never ever had apartheid like that in South Africa. Apartheid in roads, apartheid in airports. Do you know Bentley Airport? The main airport there in Tel Aviv. No Palestinians allowed to fly from there. No Palestinian can come there and go forth and land there. A Palestinian wants to fly out, he must go to Jordan and fly out from there. He can't use that airport. So apartheid in the airport, these are khabisul khabis, remember that. They are the pigs and the swines. They are the haramis of the first order. But I studied them because that's why I went. First time I knew nothing. But the way they treated me, they made me miss my plane. But Allah always does better for us. It was a Thursday night. وَعَفَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. So remember that. So then we came back and we saw Hashimi Hotel. I made Hashimi Hotel famous from those days, 89, you know. I told him what happened. He said, never mind, one night I give you free. You don't have to. I said, Alhamdulillah, the money was already short also, you know. That we got Jummah in Aqsa al-Mubarak. Then we went Saturday. So then they told me no place. The South African Airways. And then Saul came. Not Saul Kirshner. Saul of South African Airways. You say, hey, you were the person they were harassing you. I said, yes. You Jutla, but good Jutla. Therefore, you mustn't say every Jutla. You must say majority Jutla. So he told me, don't worry, you'll be on this plane. He said, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allah have always come, you know. So that was in 89. So that's the day I said, Yalla Jutla, Ekhanjala Rehmat, you see. They'll treat us like rubbish, so we're going to fix you up. And they treated me properly like a, you know, human being. And so I should never be studying all these things there. When I saw, then I started seeing properly how they deal with the Palestinians and the zulm they make and oppress. I said, no, now we got war. We start the war with them also, academic war, you see. Then Allah gave us media to liberate Palestine. When I was a general Islam, I told them first thing our intention must be that we're going to liberate Palestine. Say that much I'll tell you, we were very, very active. The most active media at that time. Now I don't know, but our Merkel is the most active now. So you must remember that they can't say all these things. That's for sure. I know Jutla, Harami and all that. They nobody can say all that. So remember, one settler, one bullet, they got to worry about who this one will say and this one will say. We don't have to worry about all those things. So you must remember, so that is how the whole battle started with the Jutlas. Now the tragedy of all this Mozahid and listeners of Sirius, of this thing of Radio Al Bosri, we are now Merkez Sahaba. Not one Muslim country objected. Not one Arab country objected. They stole half our masjid and you can't speak. So what iman you got? Therefore I say the Murtad Haramis, the Muslim rulers and Arab leaders, the majority of them, they just Jumma Muslim and eat Muslim in there. They steal your masjid, you can't speak. So that's why Clinton, the Harami, Bill, he was busy with Monica there and so forth. One day I was reading an article. They say he visited go to the White House. Like I went there, you know. So they say, oh, Trump. Trump, he hates the Democrats, right? So he says, they tell him, show us what's happening here. He says, come, I show you. He shows them where Trump was, where Clinton was busy with Monica. He says, you see here, this is the place that Clinton was busy with Monica. He shows them that Trump. You know, Trump is a big harami also. So anyway, so then what happens is this, that Clinton, when he say, come, I make peace deal for you. So what peace deal he made? He say that, you see what happened here in Bashir Khalilur Rahman. So we do the same thing here with Aqsa al-Mubarak. They call it the Clinton plan. So front portion, you Muslims take. The back portion, where the Qubbatu Sahara, the Dome of the Rock and all that is, or the Golden Dome, the all that we give to the Jutras, so that they remove, Allah forbid, Aliyahzubillah, and they can build their third temple there. Then the Hamas woke up, then the Palestinians woke up, then the Ummah woke up, little bit, you see. So there, but there, hardly anybody woke up. Understood? So that is the tragedy that you see, that how they play the game and so forth and so on. So that, and now, you know, Jutlas, you give them a finger, they'll take the whole hand and take the whole body also. So that is why we need to wake up and show solidarity. Therefore, all of you going 10 times, 20 times, 100 times for Umrah, and 100 times, 10 times, 20 times for Hajj and all, I don't encourage that. I'm not saying it's haram or what, but I will encourage it. You must show. Yesterday, somebody sent me a fatwa of Mufti Taqi Usmani. Then Mufti Taqi Usmani tells everybody, you perform Hajj, you perform Umrah, perform this. So rather go to Gaza, rather go to Palestine, or send your money there, do something there. And we agree with that 100%. Then we need to do a realignment. And the realignment must be, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara will always be in our heart. And as far as virtue goes, importance goes, it is greater. We got no doubt about that. But the halat, the conditions have changed. These people got no food, they got no water, they got no medication, they got hardly anything. And there's murder going on day and night, basically. And the Arab regimes, what can they do? They are the slaves of America and Israel. So therefore, we have to take it up. The non-Muslim government, ANC, whoever it was, the lady Pando, her Muslim name is Naila Pando, so she discussed with Iran and whatever the hidden agenda was, at least they had the courage to take Israel. Not one Muslim country, Arab country, had the guts to do that. What a shame and disgrace. Corrupt country like South Africa, Allah chose them. If ANC, we can speak one good thing about them is this. Remember that to take Israel to the ICJ, that's why Trump and them, look at our rand and dollar now. Look at the rand and the pound and all that. They will make South Africa zigzag. They told them go to hell. Understood? So that is very good, very, very good. They told America go to hell. They told Israel go to hell. They told UAE go to hell. So that, see, China is with them, Russia is with them, Iran is with them. So that is our new world order, the anti-American one. So that will become the new world order, and then Islam will get stronger, inshallah. America will fall, Israel will fall, and all the Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, and all these other harami, Turkey also. Turkey plays a double game, remember that. So all this there goes on. You know, there are a lot of messages going on of Turkish delights and all that also. So all these things here, you must remember, goes on in the world. So we pray to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, tonight also is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Let me end up on this point here. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, now his own sons, they took Yusuf alayhi salam and they said, let's murder him, Allah forbid. Then they said, no, throw him in the well. So they threw him in the well. And now he was so young, you know. And after that, decades and decades passed, he never saw. But he knew his son, they will meet because of their dream and all. So anyway, so then Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam recognized his brothers. And then he told them they must bring Binyamin and all that, Benjamin. So all that happened. So Binyamin, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, same father, same mother, Yaqub alayhi salam and Rachel, hey, Rahil. So remember, all the others were only same father, different mother. So that is how you must remember. So then, now when they said that, you know, our father does this. So he, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, is the ruler. Al-alimtum. مَا فَأَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ You'll know when you were jahil what you did. And they looked and they said, إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفْ You are Yusuf? They said, yes, Allah has favored me. See people, they plot and they plan and you know, all these things going on in the politics and madrasas and darulums and all this there. But if a person is really sincere, a person is salib-e-salib, Allah will always bring him out and let him shine. You must remember that. So these are all the vicissitudes, ups and downs of life. I told you now, the ocean in front of me, the foam on top and the water at the bottom. But the foam is a sign of falsehood. It looks very smart from a distance, from a plane in there. But it's a falsehood. It doesn't last. And the water will always be there. So that is what we must do, you see. So they apologized to their father. We were guilty. We did all the wrong and all that. Said, no problem. I forgive you. So for astaghfiru lakum rabbi. They asked Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, make dua for us. So he didn't say, I'll make dua immediately. He said, so for astaghfiru lakum rabbi. Soon I'll make dua for you. So let's say it was Tuesday, Wednesday. So when is soon? Then I'll make dua for you Friday, tahajjud time. See, that is the meaning of so fast. So we now entering Laylatul Jumu'ah, you see. And now Allah gives tawfiq, we can wake up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever time. People are still fasting, people are used to suhoor, all that. So wake up, make special dua for Masjid Khalilur Rahman, for Masjid Al-Aqsa, for Ghazza Al-Mubarakah, and make dua Allah decimate and destroy the jutlas. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين مستوطنين the settlers ومن والاهم and whoever is their friend and assisting them. So always that will include the Arab regimes and all of them. If there's no hidayat for them, you decimate and destroy them. So that is what we should be doing instead of killing time and wasting time. Read abundant Durood Sharif. Read, you must remember Surah Kahf. Make dua and remember Allah, everything is in Allah Ta'ala's hands and inshallah Allah will give them victory. So inshallah today you will announce everything now, Mawazahid, what verses and all that. I will be tonight inshallah in the Sufi Masjid. You see where we're going today, 7:30 each. You must remember the Isha Salat, Brother Samir will come fetch me and then we will go to the hospital. Haji Muhammad Ikhlas is in hospital. Allah grant him complete shifa. Allah mashfihi shifa and kamil and ajil and mustamirra. And then from there we'll go to the masjid. So the imam there is Hafiz Uwais. Hafiz Uwais' father, Sheikh Munir. He was teaching with us there at Darul Mutasar. And his father's name is Farid. He was big, you know, Waliullah, like, you know, people had a lot of contact with him. My own family, they used to say we're going there by Baba Farid Ubaid. You know, the person needs to do all this dawis and all those things, you know. So, but he was genuine, like you say. So, mashallah, so Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus who passed away, those who are alive, and then Sheikh Munir and his son Uwais and all of them. Allah Ta'ala grant them, mashallah, qabooliyat ikhlas. Allah grant us qabooliyat ikhlas. So we know the family basically. And Allah Ta'ala protect the masjid, Sufi masjid and all the other masajid. So our program will be live from day to night, inshallah, on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International. And you must remember that Radio Al-Ansar and Barakat Sahaba, inshallah al-Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sapi and to all our listeners of Sirius FM as well as Markaz Sahaba. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.